Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Doc. Sometimes they call him Lo. Some they call him Professor. And sometimes they call him the Relationship Guru. It's indeed a pleasure to present to CEO of WBSW Radio and the Smithway Enterprise, none other than Dr. Lo. Make it do what it do.
Live at is I'm going to start off with Tomlin. We have Tomlin, who we're really excited about, Tomlin Live, and that's Dr. Lo Smith Dash Blog. You also have Big O Live, and we're excited. That's one of our new ones, Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And also, you have a chance to check us out live if you're following us on Instagram. We have two opportunities where you can check us out. You can check us out with, starting with Z Squad, Greenville 1981. We're part of the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. Lisa F. Levine, LCSW, Licensed Clinical Social Worker. And we want to make sure we share that with you on Rutley. You can check us out on our On Demand episode. That's WSW Radio, the internet station. TikTok, we're live. Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Also, we're excited that we can put Facebook in the place. It's been in place all the time, but we're going to have it grinding as well. And on Facebook, you have facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith, along with facebook.com/Lisa Farrell. And I'm hoping I'm touch bases, but we're also with a Zoom link tonight, but we're just live on Zoom. That's the host with the most, along with myself. And we're broadcasting so you can actually see on each one of the networks in the background our host with the most. The next thing we want to share with you is that WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has watchers and listeners in 41 countries. So we're excited on six continents. That gives us another opportunity to grow and spread the word. Also, WBSW giveaways. We want you to be a part of it. We have hotel stay, gift cards, gas vouchers, food vouchers, books, some perfume items, soap items. We have many things that we're raffling off, and we want you to be a part of by sending your name. And we use the four means of transactions so we can, you know, love offering to you. I've been getting a big request from a lot of people. I need this. I understand that, but let's follow the directive that's here. You need to make sure you give your name along with a means of transaction, which is either Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com or WBSW Radio, the internet station 23@gmail.com. Sow a seed for it. It's how we can continue to buy these gifts. That's how we can continue to have it so we can raffle off the prizes. Associate with WBSW Radio at Cash App, dollar sign Lorenza, LRENZAB Smith. So we look forward to hearing from you, and we want to thank you for all you're doing supporting us on what we're trying to do right here. Let's take an opportunity to introduce the host with the most. This young lady, I tell you right now, hails from the great state of Ohio. As far as you can get up north, at the north point, the farthest northern point of Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. She's a Cleveland girl. She's a Cleveland, what do you say, Cleveland Brown girl. Brownie, you don't say Brownie. She don't mind me saying that. Part of the dog pound. If you see them in the dog pound doing the football, you see Lisa that time. But truly, she's from the great state of Ohio and by the way of Cleveland. She's now living at this store. And I'm so glad that we're our paths crossed because we have hit it off ever since then. And we're going into right now 4 years doing this, Lisa. 4 years. And it might be 5 years. And I'm really excited to have her to lead this show. Truly, truly, I want to say she's a licensed clinical social worker. She owns two other businesses. She works with Katie Kids, providing our young people an opportunity to work through some of the things they're going through a process of yoga. She has a yoga studio. She's a practicing licensed clinical social worker. And I'm saying this because my opportunity is coming out for her very soon. We're glad to have her as a host. Without further ado, before I introduce her, I have a promo that I put together for her so I can make sure I can do it the right way. And I want to quickly find it so I can play it. It's exciting to have this young lady with us. So let me scroll down just a little bit more and hopefully I can find the promo for her. And then you can hear it come straight from sometimes the horse's mouth. Let me truly touch. I'm scrolling. I think I'm about there. So we truly want to make sure we get to it. Come on. I thought I was on it. I was on top of it, Lisa. It looks like I strolled past you right quick. But you know, it's all right. Without further ado, the host with the most, none other than Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa? Years of wisdom goes along with it. So truly, we are excited to have you, Lisa. Happy New Year's to you. And I saw your pops celebrated a birthday also as well. Talking about her father, we want to say happy birthday to him as well, Mr. Levine. Thank you so much for sharing your daughter with us and what we're doing. So truly excited. Lisa, we got an awesome format, so we need to get to it so we can make it do what it do. Staying positive in 2024. I want everybody to think about what would it take for me to be positive all of 2024. I didn't say you weren't going to have any negative things. I didn't say you wasn't going to have any challenges. I didn't say you weren't going to encounter things that don't go the way you wanted to go. But truly, truly, can you have a positive mindset? Can you have can you think positive even through all of those challenges? This show is all about life challenges. So we tell the truth prime time, and we want to make sure we talk about the life challenges, staying positive in 2024. And we're going to first start off, and I'm going to throw it at the host, but it's truly, I'm going to kind of lead it to a sense. We're going to discuss the ways to be more positive in 2024. Lisa, what's your thought that you can share with them about being positive, more positive in 2024?
She set me a list.
And she's listening. Thank you so much for being part of this. See, she hit on a couple of them. I won't even repeat them because they're so strong. And but I'm going to add a couple others if the host don't mind if I will. First of all, you start your day with intention. See, a lot of us have a problem of just looking at the negative side. See, when you're talking about intention, what is our cause today? My intent is to have a successful day. I'm not going to look for any challenges, but there will be challenges, but I want to have a successful day. So the intent, this goes back also, I'm going to step off a little bit from here to we talk about relationships. See, if you have to be intentional, you get to go, I don't care with your family or whether it's with a friend or romantic, be intentional. Know what you want. What you want to accomplish. That thing about assessing yourself every day to see what you have accomplished and what you need to accomplish puts you in the ability to be intent about starting your day. And the next thing is, let's not get caught, Lisa know what I'm talking about. See, go on what they call a good news diet. You know what I'm saying? A good news diet. See, during our traumatic experience through the pandemic, the news was coming out. It was where we just didn't want to, you know, we just hear this is because we had lost another person, someone else had contracted COVID, or whatever it may be. Then you got into the politics, and the politics got out of hand, and it's still out of hand. And you know, pretty much, I prefer, and Lisa, we agree on this because we didn't talk about it, just turn the TV off sometimes. Don't try to get caught up in everything that's going on in the news because you have to become a better person tomorrow. I want to be the best version of who I am. See, and no one else can tell me who I am. I have to be the best version of who I am because I have to work on my inner self. I have to work on my heart and my soul. See, that's where your true feelings, your true intent come from, your heart and your soul. It is not on your shoulders. It's on your hip. It's not on your breastplate. It's inside that the breastplate cover up your soul and cover your heart. So you have to be very creative about what you're going to do, how you're going to be productive. You have to have a feeling of being productive by having ways to be productive. Too many times people get caught up in just thinking about being selfish. See, it's great to say words because words are easy to say. We live on your action. That's what we live on. Positivity comes from your action. And you can't get caught up in so laid back that you always access and never really giving. It's all about giving, whether it's from your heart or for your soul. You have to make sure you give. So make sure you feel, put yourself in a position to create a positive thing that a productive life. Look after your soul. Some people say, what are you talking about? Look after your gut.
Really try to hone in the tips on that. You know, feel good about the work you did. do the best you can. But going with that mindset of, hey, I'm going to do the best I can, not over analyzing, but, you know, looking back on, you know, what was good that day. Like, I think it's important to also recognize what maybe something didn't go right, and then what was the good that came out of that, you know, what was, how did you handle it? How did you address it? How did you view it?
Exactly.
Kind of like when I was so my coping mechanism didn't work. And I said, but you thought to try it, even though it might not have worked, but you still had that mindset of, I need to go for a walk, or I need to do my tapping or my breathing. Because sometimes things don't work, but at least you thought to try it. And you know, that's the most important thing, is trying. And we're worried about gut health, Dr. Lowe. You know what? Food is what you eat can trigger mood and anxiety too.
Come on now. People have to realize what you put into your body is going to come out their body somehow. They're trying to be careful of being that toxic person. You have to be careful because it's going to show itself. You know, just work hard to be positive. The last thing I want to say before we get to paying a few bills is that to sustain, if you truly want to sustain a positive outlook in 2024, you have to accept. You cannot be positive all the time.
I do exactly.
You can't be positive all the time. You're going to have your what you accept is that I know if I continue to sustain the true belief that I am a positive thinking person, then I'm going to be positive and I will be able to be successful. Truly, that's what you need to do if you want to sustain this in 2024. Let's pay a bill right now. This is Mary Ruth Restaurant out of Georgetown, Alabama. And then we're going to come back and talk about some positive traits. Positivity traits.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261. Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. Check them out. Owners, co-owners is a brother. I say brother because he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Him and his wife, she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And they're supporting what we're doing there. Brother Marvin Dalla Smith, along with Sarah Katrina Roper Smith. Thank you for what you're doing. Some of the best Southern, the finest Southern food in South Central Alabama. So check them out if you're in this area, truly have an opportunity to do that. We're going to move to our next segment, Lisa. We want to look at some positive traits that we can share with individuals that might put them in a position to kind of understand where they are and understand what positivity is all about for them to be successful. Before we do that, I want to give a shout out to Herm Dog. Join us, Mimi. She's Ben. Thank you so much. We also have joined us, Ms. Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Theta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Ms. Bush, EDS. Also, we have your Dainty CEO. Thank you. We have Joe Dot Dana, 445. Thank you so much for joining us. We also have Karen Copeland joining us from the great state of Florida. Thank you, Karen. We have Lola joining us. Thank you, Lola. And we have Bit trying to focus on sharing the word with you. We have Queen Nidus joining us. Thank you, Queen, for taking time to be a part of. We have Niven underscore Micah is joining us. Thank you so much. Let's look at the positive traits. And sometimes people don't even realize what positive traits are. And I will make it simple, at least you can jump in. See, positive traits is all about good character traits. See, you want to know what a positive trait is? It's good character traits. Now, think about it. What are the good, what character do you have? What are the positive character traits you have? What are the good character traits? So we're going to just talk about some, and then you can think about the positive or the good character traits that you may have. It's all inside of you, and it will project from you. Lisa.
It's funny because I was going to say that character. Like I always go for a look at a person's character. Are they honest? Are they dishonest? Are they racist? Are they, you know, I look at the whole picture. Are they kind? Are they kidding? Are they selfish? Are they unreliable? Because I don't, you know, I work on colorblind or visionblind, whatever, but I look at a person's character. So when you show me who you are, I'm learning right now that I need to believe you the first time. And all of you, when somebody shows you who they are, you believe them the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is their personality. Half the time they can't help it, or they don't care to look within themselves to say, hey, look, maybe I made a mistake, or maybe that person was right, or they're the kind of, you know, people like that, they don't recognize what they're doing is wrong or hurtful to other people. And I think character is huge. I think that's a huge part of what you allow in your space. If you allow somebody with that type of characteristic, that's what they're going to keep getting.
Exactly.
You're going to keep getting this. Someone who's not kind, someone who, you know, to me, if I mess up, you know me that below. I say I mess up, you know. If somebody said to me, Lisa, I don't know if you realize, but I'm open like that. I'm more of a, you know, open communication about things. But to me, it's very negative when you aren't open or receptive to what is it, not criticism, what's the rhythm looking for? You know, when someone's trying to help you or point something out to you, maybe to help you to do better, because I always want to do better. You and I talk about doing therapy, life coaching, and doing things like that because we always want to make improvements on the journey we're on. But, you know, those are some traits, you know, character to me stands out. When you said that, that's exactly what was in my head. Because that was kind of, that sets it right there. A lot of times we look at that. You don't see that website.
Exactly.
Be honest, guys. Be trustworthy. If you see somebody not acting with that, then put them off to the side. You know, lesson learned. Don't be bad in my space. Send y'all off. Wish you the best.
So are you able to make the necessary adjustment so you can have peace in your life, so you can have joy? So self-awareness is very important. So you work on every day enhancing your self-awareness. Another trait or characteristic would be personal growth. You have to understand your personal growth. Too many people lack the ability. back to this about attitude. You know, your attitude determines your aptitude. That's the same thing that is personal growth. See, if you got a real bad attitude, or you have one that no one wants to be around, you are sometimes passive aggressive, sometimes you just aggressive, and you know people don't want to be around that. So they see your attitude and they prefer not to be around you, but you don't realize that they're in that position to recognize what's going on with you, because that's a character flaw. And we have to accept our character flaws. See, that's why I say in any relationship, anytime we're dealing with people, we all have flaws. And we have to kind of overlook some of the flaws that we have ourselves. See, it's okay, but we'll allow you to have personal growth. We'll allow you to develop.
So,
yes.
I want to just jump in, and that's more of the value. It's value completely, you know, like I said, thrown out the door. I mean, that those are two very important factors. What are your morals? What are your values? That don't mean a lot about somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
But I've lost a lot of people recently since I've heard of it, but that's fine. I'm through with it. But, you know, the way you present or your morals or things you say or your actions, that tells a lot. And I'm an observant person. Like a lot, I don't mean that you would move usually. But, you know, you want to have like a good image. Not for other people only, but for yourself. You want to have like a good self-image and self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I think sometimes, you know, when people ask me, I say, well, I think people with personality disorders have no soul. And then there's just some people that I think they don't care. Like, they wreak havoc and they just walk away from it. And even to try to have a conversation, which I think are missing that too. That's something positive, communicating and not via email or text. Sometimes you need to actually have a verbal conversation on the phone,
yes,
or in person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's huge. That shows me what people say, and I try to leave when I can't. Or I sometimes leave when I'm leaving my message for people. Just be like, hey, you know, have a good day, or, you know, whatever. It's just some things get lost, I think. And I think we're lost, a lot of us. And self-awareness and these self-help groups and the book I might have mentioned before, The Four Agreements, an excellent book to read. It is a short book. Everyone should have that book. You can read it in like 2 days. I forget the guy who wrote it, but you can get it on my Amazon. But it talks about these types of things. Positivity, character traits, the way we interpret things, the way we personalize things. So these are all different ways you can self-help. You know, self-care, too. We know that brings about positivity. The way you feel good, you do good. So they offer it at our job because they said they care about us and they want us to feel healthy. Because if we're healthy, we're more productive. If we're mentally healthy, we're more productive. So I like that idea a lot. And I've been thinking that for years, but I think we need to put that out there.
And truly, that's what it's all about, is being, recognizing what is your personal ability or your personal trait. You know, the last thing I want to touch bases on here is, and Lisa, if I allow me to do here, well-being. This is something people really have to focus on, well-being. Your personal well-being will determine a lot about your success in life. But you first of all, have to know what are your well-being. See, a lot of people are not aware. We can call it about 7 or 8, but I'm going to give you 5, Lisa, that I think are so important that we must have to keep in our life where we can be successful. Our physical well-being is so important. We have to make sure we take care of take care of just fitness. Make sure we just, so we won't encounter a lot of those things that come from the lack of fit, lack of health, lack of keeping up with your health. See, your physical health is so important. I'm not saying get in the weight room and turn yourself into whatever you see that you don't want to be. But what you need to do is make sure you're fit, make sure you're functioning, make sure your heart is working up the par. And once one of your major organs reach impact on affect the other organs. So physical health is so important. The next well-being, at least I think that's so important, is your mental well-being. See, too many times, and I said this on the show last night, that people don't recognize that you can look at all the muscles in your body, and you try to figure out which one is the largest muscle in your body. You might have been in kinesiology. You might have been in some form of medicine, and you know something about. But we truly know that mental organ called your brain is the largest muscle in your body. And it expands even more when you attain more knowledge. So people have to realize that your mental well-being needs to be addressed. You cannot sit around here and not address. You know, when we talk about the various things that hits us and hit a lot of our parents and grandparents when we get older, not saying they're not using it, but when you don't, you're really not as active as you was when you was in those active years, then your mental part of one of the first, besides health, your first well-being that kind of slip away from it as well. And next well-being is important to all of us. Emotional. You study the word so you can understand how the plan that God has for you. See, each one of us have a plan. And every day we're living out that plan. But we must get some clarity by being able to read the word. It ain't gonna change. What people say they can interpret, they may interpret, but that's not the word. The word is always going to be there. And the next one is financial well-being. If you are financially, I'm just saying financially illiterate, you're going to struggle in any kind of relationship. It can be a marriage. It can be a romantic relationship.
That way, because I realized that was not a good thing. And once I started to like let it go, you know, I start feeling better. I said going back to physical therapy twice a week. Gonna have another MRI tomorrow night. Let's hope it comes out okay. But don't do what I was doing. I thought it was the right way to do it, to be relaxed and calm and let things slide, and it doesn't always work like that. Sometimes you gotta use your voice. You can use it respectfully and don't let people walk all over you. Those are not positive people to be around. They are not positive traits of people. And I just wanted to share that because, like, you know, I always want to help people because I learned from my own mistakes. But sometimes you gotta, you know, take a step forward and, you know, you can't just let things slide all the time. And anyone who knows, you know, not like I get kind of standoffish, but always advocate for yourself and take care of you. And Dr. Lowe is right. The emotional, the social, the physical, the spiritual is all connected. And sometimes we have to walk away from things when they no longer fit in our space or take a break. I think we must break off from things that are causing distress in your life. A break, everyone. Take a break, reset it, regroup it, and, you know, start fresh, you know, because whatever happened yesterday or 2 weeks ago is in the past. Here you are present. So that's what I've been kind of doing, what you've been talking about. And I do a lot of journaling lately about things. And when you journal and you go back and look at it, you'll be surprised at what you recognize about yourself. Situation. Make sure, because it this is in order, this isn't in order. If this isn't in order, this is not in order. It has to be the full package.
Exactly.
And mindset. I always say hashtag mindset, you know, have a good mindset.
Exactly. And we're going to quickly jump and pay some bills, but this is WBXW Radio, WBSW Radio, Willow Boys of the Smith Way Production, and we're excited because we're the number one internet station, and we're excited to bring this before you. And our brand is to make sure we allow you to be interactive. We have several people. I want to give a shout out to Bill Perry that's joining us. Thank you. Joey Primo is joining us. Along with Mike 64, and we have Reese Cup is number two. Join us along with, I just want to give a few people a shout out for our play some bills. Joanne Stinson, thank you so much. We have Willard Black N8, thank you so much, Willard. Loretta Gunn 8, Howard. And that's like Stone, thank you. Yeah, another bill or two. This is L&T Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Star Wars at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Answer Joey's question. Joey had a question there. He said, what are the building blocks to a positive lifestyle? And I'm going to just say that what you just heard in that song from L&T, Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC, hard work. That is a start. And if you're working hard to be the best version of yourself, you can be successful. So truly think about that as being one of them. And as we get ready to move to our closing out, we're going to leave you with a few strategies. But I can tell you from the beginning, the list that Lisa read of her needs are building blocks.
It's amazing.
The list that she read are building blocks. She may need to read them again. I'm going to let her read before we close it out. But it's important that we understand that, you know, gratitude is so important. Sometimes we take things for granted. And another thing that's playing such a big role in individuals, whether in relationships, family, friends, romantic, whatever, is empathy. You have to have empathy for others. And you truly can't be successful if you don't and have a successful, healthy relationship. We're going to talk about that tomorrow night. We got a show. Happy hour, and it's a kind of early 5 o'clock show, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're going to talk about some things about relationships and building a healthy relationship. Lisa, you just will share that list again with all of the listeners, and hopefully, we give a shout out to Demetria.Collins. Demetria, thank you so much for joining us and being a part, and congratulations. And Happy New Year to you and your family. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to read off. I might add a few things that she said. But she says people should have goals, okay? Eating healthier, eat more protein, have a better attitude, just eat 3 times a week, do at-home workout 2 times a week, yoga at home 2 times a week, have more positive. She's very good. She's good at anything. So is my nephew. But she's a gymnast and she does yoga. Have a more positive self-esteem. This is interesting. Hang out with the right people.
That's a building block right there.
So,
hang out with the right person, well, right people now.
No, she touched my ass, by the way. She didn't like it. So only if you ever date someone, you ask my niece, because she has a pet that she put together. So if you ever want to, you're going out with someone, let me know. If she can read people, because make that a decision. Don't have people forcing you into doing things that you don't want to do. Be more organized. That's huge. Be more organized at home. Organize your bedroom. I'm adding on a little. Organize your life, your school, your job. Be more kind to people. Go to bed early. Get sleep. You and the people you love. Spend more time with family and friends. Be on your phone less. Be consistent with self-care, with hair care, skin care, hygiene. Like, she's amazing. New year, new you. Be the main character in your story. I did see that part. Oh, my God. This kid is something else. Be the main character in your story.
Oh,
and then
wow.
She made a heart.
Wow.
She's amazing. I should have her try to come on one night, but she's like she's a unique kid. I'm not just saying it because she belongs to us, but she's really just a confident, but she said I said we can all work on being more confident and being more upbeat, and but she nailed everything. I think she hit on like all these things we were talking about. She didn't look it up or anything. She picked it out on her own.
Awesome.
So I said her and I are going to do this together. Yeah, we're going to do it together.
That is awesome, man. And those are some just some that you can see is coming from the young lady. And how old is she? By 11? 12?
She's 12, Dr. Rose. She's
12. So she's got an outlook already. And what we need to do is make sure we're talking about building blocks. We got to have some kind of strategies to ensure that we're going to be positive in 2024. And first, we can start off by focused on the upside of a downside situation. Focus on the upside. Don't woe me. Your strategy is to build positivity in 2024 to ensure is to focus up on the upside.
That's her, if you guys can see her.
Yep.
That's her baby. I thought I'd show you her picture.
That's awesome. Make sure you pinpoint your opportunities that contain difficulty things you encounter in life. Develop a growth mindset. I think I heard that in her list. A growth mindset.
Growth mindset.
See, you have to be in a position to think beyond just where you're sitting in your place right now by assessing yourself of what happened yesterday or assessing what happened today. You can put yourself in a growth mindset. That's a building block to positivity. And that's what we want to make sure we look. You got to broaden the scope now. Sometimes things are just not tunnel vision. Sometimes it requires peripheral vision. Expand out. If it pans out, and you can always see to your left, even though it's not in direct sight, and you can see to your right. That's what you have to do in life to get yourself in a position to be sort of be chancy. Take a chance. Sometimes you got to stick your neck out sometimes, outside of your comfort zone, to make sure you can put yourself in a positive. Instead of predicting negative outcome, always try it. Have what was you said positive outcome. See, if you already put the man, I ain't gonna do this, I can't do this. See, positivity, and that's a negative build about when you said your mindset is I can't do it. So spending your time just focusing on the negative outcome will not get you to the point where you can be able to be positive unless you try to give it a try. You want to make sure you do that. And one of the last things, and I know I heard this on the list, hang out with positive people. Yeah. She gave it a little bit. I didn't want to give strategies. Hang out with positive. That's how you build positivity around people you know may cause you problems. I deal with people talk about maybe their partner or romantic relationship. Oh, he was sorry, he wanted to work a quarter. But I always tell them, you pick them. You pick them. Nobody else picked them for you. So since you picked them, it's no reason to criticize. You should have been seeing the red flag from the beginning. Positively tell you that hang out with the right people. Make sure you hang out with people who have a positive outlook on life instead of negative. All right, Lisa, you want to share something right here?
No, I think you pretty much summed it up. But, yeah, don't sell yourself short. And, you know, like my niece said, you know, I agree with everything she said and what you said. You know, we just have to really be mindful of what's in our space and what we want and who we want in our space. And when things aren't working out, sometimes we have to move forward in a different direction. And sometimes things work how it is, as long as you know you're doing the right thing at the end of the day and you can wake up in the morning and live with yourself and your decisions. And, you know, because sometimes you might make a decision and make a mistake and you'll lose somebody that's meaningful or who's been a support to you or been behind you all the way. And boom.
And that's awesome.
It's what I always say. Trust takes years to build, and I think we talked about that. Seconds to this story.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228. If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
We had TriStat LLC with William Scott, along with Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Both of you can go to Facebook and type in William Scott, or either you can for Soap Gym, Jennifer Jackson, Soap Gems by Jackson Grace. It'll be Jennifer's conversation. Lisa was awesome tonight, and I couldn't get off with the show. We started off with something where it's not always, you know, here we are. We put some time in, so we got quite a few miles on our belt. But we have a 12-year-old to come and share. So, you know, you're talking about their generation, what, Y or Z? The alpha, whatever they want to call them down there, but she shares some have and use it to get the positivity that you're looking for in life. Be intentional would be number one. The best, the first building block to be having positivity in 2024 is be intentional. Be intentional about what you're doing, who you be around, who you listen to, who you walk with, who you talk with, who you run with, and all of this, be intentional, and it will lead toward your 2024 being very positive. As we get ready to close out, the host with the most, you know, I'm here to give a parting word as we get ready to call it for tonight. But tomorrow night, we have an awesome show called Happy Hour Talk, and you can check it out at 5 o'clock. And what we do, we just have conversations, honest conversations, happy conversations about relationships and about love. We'll talk about that tomorrow at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one at all of your internet connections through social media. Lisa.
I think I want to close with, first of all,
goals.
Goals are personal goals. And we should always have personal goals. We shouldn't have that just for the new year. But I kept saying 24 is my lucky number, so I'm hopeful that the year brings prosperity and joy and good to everybody. But journaling, making a bucket list, which I have my bucket list. I have about 12 things on it. Plan trips. Do a vision board. I'm going to do a new vision board because I haven't done one, and I kept saying I was going to do it. I also started reading again. Read a book. Practice mindfulness. Practice being present. Practice validating yourself, your feelings, your feelings, and you're wrong. Practice finding peace if you can't accept things. Try something new. Volunteer your time. Check on people more often. And my niece is right. Sometimes I wish I could just you know, stay off the buttons and away from the TV. And I know lately, like when I'm on social media, I go to post my yoga, but something that I love watching is the dance reels. I just find it uplifting, watching people dance. And
See, we wouldn't be where we are from 2017 to now unless we had people that love us and wanted to take a chance to listen to us. It's coming from my heart, going to your heart. We truly thank you, each and every one of you. I haven't said Happy New Year to you. I'm saying to you, Happy positive New Year. Positivity is our goal, and we're intentional about that. So as we get ready to close out, you know, change is coming for all of us. And we're going to experience change, and that's what happens when you continue to have good character and be positive. Don't know the rights to the music, but we're going to play this song. It's truly back in the day. Some of you, maybe too young, you remember this song. But your parents and your grandparents will. Yeah.
Father, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry. But I know change gon' come.